SP. The Isaac Stock.
Triple M Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, it was another volatile session in US markets, which actually lacked direction. They were up at one stage quite strongly in early trade, but faded over the course of the afternoon. The Dow Jones was down 125 points or 0.4%. The broader S&P 500 fell by a more modest 0.5%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ bucked the trend, lifting by 0.25%, but still has been the worst performer of the three since the start of this year. The S&P 500 has also extended its losing streak to a sixth consecutive day and briefly fell to a near two-year low. So overnight, we fell slightly below the worst levels we've seen this year, and that was hit back in June. So the market's still concerned about all of these aggressive interest rate hikes around the world that we're experiencing in a bid to control inflation and what this could mean for a significant economic slowdown over the next year. But European markets losing ground as well, not doing as poorly though, only down by about 0.1%. Declines of 0.7% in Germany, 0.5% in the UK, and about 0.25% in France. The Australian share market is set for a softer start today. SPY futures pointing to a drop of about 0.5%. That would be enough to wipe out yesterday's improvements. But look, we're still on track to have our second worst month of the year at the moment. The ASX 200 is down around 7% in September. Now, today we've got an update on retail spending, which should show us perhaps a little bit of a decline in spending due to some of the rate hikes we've had recently. We've got a budget outcome, which should show a bit of an improvement there over the year. And we've got Coles paying out a dividend a day after its rival Woolies did the same. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at about 64.3 US, near a two-year low. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.